Hello and welcome to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of several books, including her latest, The Jesus Book, and I'm your host, Suzanne Maresca. Our friend Galea is with us today, and I imagine she'll be offering an update on the Porlana Sea energies and how it's affecting life on Earth. As a reminder, Galea is communication officer on the Neptune, Commander Ashira's ship. We always love having our galactic family to chat with. And Linda and I have been talking for a good half an hour now, and things are a little bit crazy. So good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Susie. And yes, for those of you who are tuning in, Susie and I have been talking about what to talk about for about half an hour, because it is such a dynamic time. And it's a time when we are really swirling in the energies. And I think that there couldn't be a more important time to really stand back and be in your heart and be the observer.
Yes, and you know what? We don't want to be shaking our fingers or anything like that, but I have to say, you know, around the whole Trump situation and everybody being upset, it does not serve to be upset and allow ourselves to get all caught up in the miasma of negativity and fighting and duality and polarity. Just like, give it up. Like, aren't we beyond that? Can we just breathe and trust and you know, like, infuse this place with high frequency, not the negativity.
And as I was mentioning to you, Susie, is that I think that there are light workers that I'm certainly aware of who are completely in favor not only of voting for Donald Trump, but also in favor of some of the very unusual actions and declarations.
How kind of you. Unusual.
That he has been taking. But again, it goes back to what you're saying, is that this situation, and we're seeing it here in the United States, we're also seeing it all over the planet, this situation of either or, of bringing us, trying to drag us back into that duality of are you for me or against me, pro or con, and it's not where we want to live. There's room for every variation of opinion, perspective, plan of action, depending on, you know, your soul mission and your soul purpose. But I can't imagine a more important time to really be in alignment with your heart consciousness.
Yeah.
And not just be living in our mental or emotional or reactive selves.
Absolutely, and be very mindful of what we pay attention to. Are you going to pay attention to what the mainstream media is saying? Are you going to take as gospel what things are happening? There's so much happening that we don't know about, and all we can really know, okay, is what we're told. And goodness knows we've been told things to make us believe a certain way and feel a certain way and act a certain way and put out certain vibes. So I'm personally feeling done with that, and I won't be controlled. So, you know what? Don't give into it. We just need to stop.
And you know, the other part of that is that there really is a divine plan, in unfoldment, and the Mother and Jesus and Archangel Michael and Gabriel have all told us that this is a time of fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we believe that, if that's where we're bringing our attention and our focus and our hopes and dreams and desires, then we just need to look at, you know, this is choppy water.
Mm-hmm.
However you look at it, this is choppy water. This is rough seas. And just hang on to that knowing. Nobody really gets to interfere or change the Mother's plan. I mean,
yeah.
Do we really think that that's going to happen? No.
No.
Not at this point.
Exactly. Yeah, so, not that we want to be finger shakers here or anything like that, but it's just, like we're creating this. I think we need to really understand, okay, that our thoughts are what our thoughts and our feelings and everything that we do, is what's creating the reality. So if you want to focus on all the trouble, guess what? It's not going anywhere.
No, it just creates more of the same.
Yeah.
And we've already done that. Gosh, we've done it for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. I wonder if it would be useful, even before Galea comes on, because she'll talk as if we know, to remind people of the various forms of language that are intergalactic and galactic, brothers and sisters, talk in. So there's paca, just like, alpaca, and that is emotional speaking, and it's primarily used for the expression of how you feel. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean it's accurate or real or factual. It's just an emotional outpouring. And we see a lot of that, especially right now.
Oh,
Then
yeah.
there's Batu. And Batu is, and I'm speaking from my understanding and my perspective, it's inflammatory. Batu, it tends to be very manipulative, and it's used for a call to action. So think of Hitler and the Third Reich and the frenzy that you would see with those goose steps and people raising their right arms. And it's a call to action. And what we tend to forget is, have you ever seen those car ads on TV? Come and get your, special only today, this weekend at
Oh,
GMC
yeah.
or whatever.
Right.
And it's used a lot in advertising. It's used an awful lot in politics
Call in the
or
next 20
in
minutes.
so Batu is like call to action, but it's a blending of some facts, but manipulation of the facts with emotion in order to gear you into a certain direction.
Right.
Then there's where we're headed, which is Sador. And Sador is heart conscious, perceptive communication. And it doesn't mean that it doesn't contain facts. It doesn't mean that it doesn't contain emotion. But it's not trying to manipulate the listener. It's said more objectively.
Right.
And then there's Pero, which is just the facts, ma'am. And Pero was developed by our galactic family after the intergalactic wars as a mechanism to be able to speak outside of those inflammatory call to actions ways of speaking. So with that brief intro, let's go to a meditation.
All right, let's do that.
Heaven knows we could use it.
Oh, no kidding. Thank you.
I think we need some blue. So let's begin by taking a nice deep breath of midnight blue. That color of the midnight sky. And let's sparkle it up with a gazillion stars of copper and pink, of silver and gold, magenta and violet. Take yourself outside on that perfect summer's night, on a crisp winter's eve, and look up at that deepest navy blue and see the starships blinking and saying hi, and breathe in the blue. That deep blue. And as you do, open your crown and let it flood you. And feel yourself immediately cocooned and calming down, Yes, from calm to calmer to calmest. Relax your jaw, your neck. Bring down your shoulders. Relax your hips, your knees, your sweet little feet. And sink into your chair or wherever you are. And breathe blue. Now let's bring in the mother's blue. That beautiful blue diamond. The sparkling sapphire. And bring that in through your crown. And feel that ignite your pituitary and your hypothalamus. All the circuitry of your brain. Your pineal. Let it fill your throat. Your chest, your heart, your tummy, your root. Now let's bring in the Porlana Sea, that brilliant gift from our star family, the fluorescent gas torch blue, the neon blue. Now crack your central column wide open from your higher chakras, well above your head, down through your crown, wide open, come on, all the way down to your root. Separate your legs. Open the arches of your feet and let that brilliant fluorescent neon blue flow through you. It's circulating around the planet at light speed, love speed. Grab it and pull it in. And breathe in fluorescent blue. And feel that expansion, but in a calm way. This energy is speeding us up, but that doesn't mean short-circuiting. Feel the humming of every organ in your body. Take a sec. Of your blood cells. Of all your connective tissue. Now bring that Porlana Sea right into your bones, right into the marrow of your bones, your skull, your shoulders, your arms, your ribs, your hips, your leg bones. And let it go where it needs to go, because this is reweaving, regridding, and upping your frequency. Greetings, I am Kalea.
Welcome.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you. And yes, it is my honor, my pleasure to be your visitor yet again this day. And I promise, sweet one, not to speak in Batu or Paka, but always to come from a place of Sedar. And yes, an honoring of the facts, because there are times when this language of Paro is absolutely necessary. And might I even suggest that if you do not feel completely competent or comfortable or in the moment able to speak in Sedar, then revert to Paro. Because what it does, it is non-injurious. When you speak in Paro, it is not filling the facts with emotionality or judgment. It is simply presenting information. It is not saying, I am right and these are my facts. It is simply presenting what is. And in that, allowing the recipient, the receiver, the listener, because Paro can be written, verbal, or even telepathic, but you have not reached that point as yet. Do not revert to feeling, my beloved friends, that you have need to prove anything. When you stay in your heart, when you communicate from a place of love, of heart consciousness, then you have said all there is to say. There is no coercion when you speak either in Paro or in Sedar. This element of wishing to manipulate, control, or win the other to a position that is of your preference disappears. Because in truth is peace. In peace is love. In love, there is no coercion, no abuse of authority, no abuse of control. As our beloved Archangel Susanna, Michaela, Gabrielle has said to you, this is a time with our sharing of our life force. The transmissions to your planet are constant at this time. Many of you have said to us, and yes, as communications officer, think of it, I am the one that opens up the contact us envelope. You have been saying, tell us more about this energy. Think of Porlanasi as an energy that is utilized throughout the omniverse, the universe, and certainly by all star families who have raised to a expanded sense of being. Think of it as universal life force. Think of it as universal kundalini. Very often what you have done, each of you, in your own journeys, is you have learned to work with your kundalini, with that essential life force that exists within all beings, and you have pulled that from the base of your spine, and you rise it up, and you direct it, depending on your level of efficacy in this matter, to your third eye, to your fourth eye, to your crown, to your heart, to your organs. It matters not. So you are not used to working with Kundalini energy that comes down through your crown. But that is what is happening. Now it is also penetrating your very pores. It is also coming through the feet of your body. So we have this energy that is surrounding you and surrounding your entire planet and is being absorbed like a sponge by many, consciously and unconsciously. Now think of it this way. If you are a sponge and you have squeezed yourself out, and you have squeezed yourself out of what you have thought of as negativity, as vastness, as obstacles, as a debris, it matters not how you terminate it. And then you, from the squeezed sponge position, you say, now I wish to absorb. And you are filling yourself by choice with the Purlana Sea. What this is doing is giving you the energy, the life force energy, the love force energy, to proceed at a faster pace, at a higher frequency, in an expanded sense of consciousness and the fulfillment of your mission. Now, I am sure that some of you have wondered why this has been the last in terms of the waves of energies that have been sent to you. Now, I also say at the same time, it is by no means the last wave of energy that will be sent to human beings, to Gaians, or to this planet. But it's certainly the most recent. You had need to know what the divine energy, the divine feminine, the mother, father, unified one, that energy of love felt like. And in that penetration through the mother's blue diamond, through the tsunami of love, it was like an initial washing away and an infusion of such magnitude that in many situations you didn't really know what hit you. And in many ways, for some, it was a literal baptism, an immersion into an energy field that you had not ever previously experienced. Then you have been penetrated by the masters, by the archangels, by the seraphim, by the angelic realm, in that tsunami of one. And that has given you another sensation and experience, upgrade, raising in frequency, solidifying the frequencies that you are holding, so that you became familiar with that. Now you are being penetrated by we, who are your star family, literally your star family. And in that, this is a frequency that has every potential to become individually and collectively your new normal. Now, what are the barriers or the outstanding issues that might interfere or prevent or delay holding this energy as what you might call new normal. Now, let me be clear when I am saying this, because never do we wish to give the impression, let alone the actuality, the impression that we are supplanting or interfering with what it means to be human, with what it means to be Gaian. Understand ascension, the unfoldment of the mother's plan, is the rebirth, the re-anchoring of love upon this planet. And what that means is that you are holding a vibratory rate. Think of it as a transmission rate, megahertz rate, radio wave rate, that can consistently hold that vibration of love. Now, in the chaos, and I'm not talking creative chaos, I'm talking simply mayhem, it does not happen that you can consistently hold the love. And you have seen this in and of yourself. You float in, you float out. You float in, you float out. You have our greatest compassion, sympathy, and empathy, because that is enormously uncomfortable. We have witnessed that thousands and thousands of years ago. And it was so abhorrent that we did whatever we could to never go there again. It is like having a viral infection, like a herpes or an AIDS infection that comes and goes and comes and goes, and it makes you sick. And it wears you down, and it is exhausting, so that you feel one day that you are on top of the world, quite literally, and the next day you are in bed sick as a dog. It is a terrible way. And we admire you. We support you because your fortitude in continuing on with this variation in frequency and energy has been enormously exhausting, debilitating, not only for many of you, particularly those of you who are lightworkers, but for the entire planet. It is very difficult for you collectively and individually to plan to continue on in your unfoldment when you don't know whether you're going to be knocked sideways by this virus called hate, disruption, chaos. So the purpose of this frequency adjustment, the Porlanacy, is like a immunization, although your immunizations are not something that we would ever do, but it is like a infusion so that you are resistant to this aberrant behavior, to what you and we have called discordant behavior. Now, why do we do this? Not to interfere with what it means to be human, because what it means to be human is not living in pain. So we are doing it because we love you. And we want to help you. Be it a vibration, not that is blowing your circuits, which is what happens when you are fully in the mother's energy. You can't hold that consistently as yet. You are getting there. But to simply increase it so that you don't feel that you are in this revolving door. Now, this is very important during this time when all the old paradigms are collapsing. And let us say this, it is not just the energy of the old that is collapsing. When we have told you that the old third as a construct is gone. We meant it. The structures, the institutions, the systems of the old third are collapsing. That is disconcerting. And it is disconcerting for many of you who do not fully understand or know, even in your hope and faith and trust, what lies ahead. Additionally to that, there are those upon your planet who truly wish to maintain or reconstruct the paradigms of the old third. So they are trying their hardest. They are very constructive people. They are very creative people. Will they be successful? No. Will it be permitted? No. Not because your star family says no, but because it is not in alignment with our mother's plan. But they are like children having their go at it, throwing their tantrums, and that is all right. But it is necessary for you, beloved light workers, love holders, family, to hold the energy of calm, of discernment, and to attach fully and completely to what you are creating in the moment, tomorrow, next week, next year, and 1,000 years hence. And the purpose of that Porlanacy is to give you the plug-in, the flow of the extra energy, so that you may do that. You are doing well. Extraordinarily well, actually. In this assimilation of this energy. Now, have there been ups and downs? Yes. To which I simply, on behalf of all fleets, say to you, turn to love. Turn to your heart knowing. Turn to each other and turn to us. Hold the vision. Because in holding the vision, and we have learned this, and we have learned this the hard way, when you deviate from the vision, then that is what you are creating. So we have talked many times about intergalactic wars. The devastation and the knowing of that devastation, by the way, is imprinted firmly in all of our memories so that it will never happen again. Because it was beyond any devastation you have even known upon this beautiful planet. We talk about the end of galactic and intergalactic wars as if it was a date in time. But it was an arduous process. Think about how long it took to even institute Paro. But in that, there were skirmishes. There were side skirmishes and battles, even after peace was declared, of those who wished to continue on, because all they knew was hatred and disruption. And disobedience, not disobedience from the divine or from some treaty, disobedience from their higher self. of not taking responsibility to be the brilliant being they were. And so you are seeing this on your planet. You are seeing these deviations, these skirmishes. Send the compassion, send the empathy, and hold the path. You are on the ascension trajectory. You are on the path of unfoldment. Do not allow these skirmishes to distract you, because that is what it is. It is distraction and desire to attach to what no longer exists. And if we want to be true about this, what does exist except love? Everything else is an illusion. And I do not say this preaching to you, because when you look within, that is what is there. And it is all that is there. And it is all that's worth attaching to. Because it is all that makes you know the truth of your being. We speak of Sedar as a method of communication. And a method of communication that will come to pass upon your planet as well. But sweet angels, are you heart speaking Sedar to yourself? Are you being kind and gentle and without judgment to yourself? Are you realizing there is nothing to prove? Begin with your sweet self. This is how we communicate with you. And we are very anxious to have full communication. And having said that, dearest Susie, where do you wish to begin?
Oh, Galea, it's so nice to have you on the show and be able to have these conversations. I look forward to the meeting, ultimately, so much. So I've taken notes because I get very spacey during these things sometimes. You were saying that Porlana Sea energy surrounds us and the planet and is being absorbed by many. Does that mean that not all are being affected?
No. As a communications officer, I must be clear. Think of it in this way. The Porlana Sea is moving in a clockwise circular motion, faster than the speed of light, really, completely around, creating what you can think of as a vortex, as a whirlwind, a tornado of energy surrounding your planet continually. In that, the same as all beings absorb air, not only because you breathe, but your skin, your pores, the energy that your plant life, your oceans give off, they are receiving it and you are receiving it. Everybody is receiving it in this way. Okay. All kingdoms, all humans.
All right, beautiful.
Then there are some that are plucking it out of the air and saying, I want more.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And that is what we mean. It is yours for the taking. It is in the very air you are breathing.
Yeah.
But if you wish to, in some way, slow yourself down, speed yourself up, and pluck it out of the air, because there is an infinite supply. We have massive transmitters sending it to your planet. So if you want to access it in a greater quantity, by all means do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the meditation was great for that. So is this a permanent energy here on Earth?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Your frequencies, and yes, we have heard your request for that discussion, and it will be forthcoming.
Oh, good.
Your frequency and vibration is increasing. So is it a baseline that is a new baseline for the planet? The answer is yes.
Oh, okay.
Is it a constant? Yes. But will it continue to increase? Yes.
Okay. Wow. All right. Good. Okay. So in terms of protection, I feel mightily protected. I just am wondering, are there still energies present on the planet that can, you know, affect the, I don't want to say weak-minded, the vulnerable, the wounded, the ones that have, you know, holes in their field and all that sort of thing. Is that still possible?
Yes.
Hmm.
Now let us explain. There is a quotient, and this is part of a frequency discussion.
Ah.
There is a quotient of self-determination, self-worth, free will, choice, decision points. If you are asking, are there devils and dark forces walking your planet trying to invade? The answer is no. In fact, in many ways, because of the nature, particularly at this juncture, of the Mother's plan, your environment, if we can put it that way, is actually quite pristine. You know that the errant forces, what you have thought of as the less than friendly intergalactic and galactic forces, were removed some time ago. Michael, Yophiel, Uriel have been very diligent in not allowing new, heavier, darker energies, negative energies, to penetrate the sphere in which this planet is held. So what is left, and I say this with the deepest compassion and respect, What is left is the debris of the human experience.
Right.
If you believe, if it is in your construct and belief system, that you are vulnerable, then you are vulnerable.
Yeah.
Now, that is not to say, particularly during this chaos, that we do not encourage you to use your bubbles, your shields, your mighty sword of Mikael. We do. Because it is empowering. And it is you saying, I refuse to be influenced, penetrated, or infiltrated in this way.
Right.
And so in that, you literally erect the shields. So are there still energies, constructs in the human realm, including lack of self-worth, self-love, you know better than we, the list, that can debilitate, literally debilitate an individual? Yes. Are those being eliminated even as we speak? Not only by the Porlanasi, not only by the Mother and the Archangels and the Ascended Ones, but by the act of human will to say no.
Right.
They are decreasing. Now what happens as that, let us call it the collective energy, is decreasing, then those that want, desire, and their creative energy is going into usurping, lassoing, utilizing those divergent energies, increases, because it is like looking for the gold of Sierra Madre. The hunt is on.
Okay.
So, are they still there? Yes. Are they decreasing and disappearing, literally using the elimination laws,
mm-hmm.
the change laws? Yes, they are.
Yes, yes, yes.
So what happens is those who are belligerent are getting more belligerent.
Right.
But
more
those
desperate.
Who are of calm, compassion, and love are becoming calmer, more compassionate, more loving. So there is that sense of a battle being waged. But let us be very clear, it is the battle of the humans.
Right.
And dearest hearts, you are the bravest warriors in the universe at this time.
Yeah. I feel pretty brave, actually. Okay, so I have a strange question. Does this energy also carry some of our other aspects that will no longer be felt as other?
Yes. There is a very clear integration that is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are talents, abilities, memories, understandings that are coming back very rapidly, not necessarily to even be acted upon, but that there is a knowingness that is growing.
Yes. Yeah.
For example, when I have said to you that part of our constitution, part of our construct, is very clear memories of the intergalactic wars, so that we do not forget. Many of you will be having similar memories and knowing that are coming into you and thinking, oh, I never thought of that before. I never saw myself as that being before. Simply welcome it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's very fabulous, actually. Just thinking something that I do all the time just feels like, wow, this is interesting and new, or driving past something that I've driven past a million times. Wow, it just seems like I haven't been there before. It's very interesting.
And you are perceiving it is not just the communication with the kingdoms, with the what you think of as the unseen realms that is increasing. It is not just the heart consciousness. It is this sense of growing awareness,
mm-hmm.
and literal connectedness,
yes,
to everything, so that you, as you say, you drive past a tree that you have driven past 2,000 times, and all of a sudden you are seeing, oh my goodness, there's my old friend.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I missed you, but how the heck are you doing?
Yes, it's wonderful. It's very wonderful.
And you will see this with human beings as well. You will find yourself not only engaging with new friends, but meeting people that you have known for 20 years. And finally realizing that there is a depth of connection there that you had completely forgotten about.
Yes. And you know what? I feel like the big changes must surely be coming, because in my, you know, it's not like I live in a cave or anything, but I have relative isolation where I live. So I don't really meet a lot of new people, but I feel like part of what's coming is meeting lots of new people. So I'm sure that that means that there's a very big shift in the offing.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, whatever my next thing is going to unfold in front of me. I don't have to look for it, but it's vastly different from what's going on right now. So I'm a space holder right now, just stillness and love, don't engage in the chaos. And so my new name is Pollyanna.
And we would like to welcome you, Pollyanna. Because holding the space, holding the vision, it is difficult, because what you are also learning and experiencing is a form of bilocation. So we have, and when I say we, I mean we, the entire realm, have spoken to you often and continually about being the observer participant.
Mm-hmm.
So on the one hand, you are participating very clearly, even as a space holder, in the unfoldment of the mother's plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not feel, and I emphasize feel, like busy work or actual physical activity. Let us reassure you, sweet angels, of every elk, you are very busy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you are also the observer, not engaging or participating in the chaos, taking that energy of the creative chaos, spinning it, using all your own creative powers to then catapult it into the unfoldment. So your participation is in another realm that is not fully physical and visible as yet.
Right.
But you can feel it in your very bones,
yes,
and in your field.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for that. It's wonderful. So I have kind of a curious kind of question, and it was triggered by a recent crop circle that was very nifty, and it was a flower of life, and there was a tri-leaved leaf with what they're calling astrological symbols around the outside of it. Could you say anything about that one in particular or crop circles in general? Because human beings are still looking at them as quite mysterious.
The crop circles are created by a variety of the various commands and forces, and they are a form of communication to the Gaians, to the masses at large. And they are always, and particularly this most recent one, which comes out of the Ashtar command, they are always a communication of what is the current agenda.
Oh.
Now, it is not that the agenda, say, well, you have some beautiful crop circles, because once they are there, they are there,
yeah.
That have been, say, 20 years old. Well, think of it. If you had something on your personal agenda 20 years ago, but it has not come to fruition, it does not mean that that item went away. It means that it is still being worked on and still in process.
Right.
But what the latest crop circle has given you is the unifying factor of all.
Ah, I like that.
Of yourself. Unity of your sacred self, unity of what you think of as astrological signs and symbols. Some of these symbols are very ancient. Unification with your star family, unification with the unseen realms of the ascended mastery and the enlightened beings, unification with the angelic realm, unification, period.
Okay, so is it the kind of thing where a human being will get their eyeballs on a crop circle and not really understand it, but somehow or other get the message?
That is correct. It is a symbolic ignition point. So when you look at the crop circle, it ignites, turns the key, as you would think, within you. You do not need to understand it.
Right. Okay. Beautiful.
There is too much information or too much attention that is often spent trying to dissect, although there are certain beings whose entire jobs and journeys have to do with crop circles. But by and large, many human beings are spending too much time trying to dissect what they mean rather than simply allowing that pictogram to come within.
Yes, exactly. I think that that's a very big shift we need to make into the trusting part. We have to say, you know what? Everything that's in place is... okay, so we create that. Everything that's in place is for the highest good of all concerned, and I'm just going to live my life with that assumption.
And that is a very safe assumption. Think about it. If you look at a beautiful painting, particularly... if it is an abstract painting, and you just allow that energy and beauty to come within you, you say, oh, that makes me feel absolutely marvelous. And you receive it into your heart and into your very being. In some ways, it distracts and detracts. If you then say, oh, and this means this, and this means this, then you have lost the composite gift of the picture.
Right. Could you say anything about the shift of power on the planet and in this country and the unfolding of all that?
It is a time of change.
Okay.
It is a time of radical change. And where there is resistance to the unfoldment of the Mother's plan, or when there is a need for, can we say, more rapid housekeeping,
mm-hmm.
more rapid house cleaning, you are seeing these very radical situations that are coming to the surface for that cleansing so that the new can emerge. So take it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There is an unfoldment underway. And might it feel or look like chaos? Yes, because it is. It is bringing human beings to a decision point of love. It is just that simple.
Right.
So are you about to implode or to allow nuclear bombs to rain throughout the air? Well, first of all, we will never allow that.
Right.
That is our mission and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Do not right. participate or contribute to the chaos. No, we are not saying to put your head in the sand, but hold the vision of what you truly wish to bring forth.
Yeah. Well, this life is very much feeling like a video game to me lately, as in like there's a new expansion, and the expansion that we're in has taken way, way, way longer than anyone thought it would or should, and that at this point we're being accelerated, and kind of our experiences are being squished and compressed into a very, very short amount of time, because there is an actual end moment. Does that feel right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Now we are not punishing you. We are not squishing
you.
No. But the human race, do not forget, made the decision to proceed as one.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are doing whatever it takes in order to make that happen.
Right.
And you are doing well, sweet angels.
Yes, I'm
brothers
just hoping.
Brothers and sisters, you are doing well.
Thank you for that. And you know what? I will say thank you to you as well, because I'm sure that even though we're not really consciously aware of it, I think you guys are doing really well too.
Thank you. I will relay your gratitude and many will cheer.
Please do. Okay, so, you know, I think many are looking forward to the end of the squeeze and the acceleration. Is there going to be a point where we just sort of like pop out into like the openness and expansiveness of comfort and joy?
Yes. And that is why the entire council keeps telling you, stay in the comfort and joy, because
mm-hmm.
that is really where you are.
Yeah.
The rest is an illusion.
All right.
Go with our love.
Thank you.
And go, sweet angel, in peace.
Thank you, thank you.
Farewell.
Farewell.